It's the Falconcast podcast. Welcome to week 10. I'm Matt Moore next to Jay Adams and Reed Farron. Guys, I hope you guys look fresh after the bye week, I'll say. Did you get a little R&R, as they say in the business? I see Mr. No Shave November over here, though. Hey, look at this.
This was a collaborative effort. We're all about promoting cancer awareness. I never have grown out facial hair. I've tried to. It looks awful, but for the cause, sake of the cause, we're going for it.
And it's collaborative in that I'm living vicariously through your beard because I can't grow one that is worth anything just because I have, like, it's patchy and it makes
me,
my face look
good. I just didn't shave this morning. hey, that's a good question, though. What redhead in history has the best beard?
Redhead? Paul Bunyan when
maybe,
he was here?
Maybe ponder on that. The bounty guy, did he have a beard? Is he redheaded?
Was he redheaded?
He's not redheaded. I'm talking the bounty paper towel guy.
Oh, I thought he had a mustache, though. I thought you were talking about Dog the Bounty Hunter. I'm like, wait a minute, he's blonde.
That's a great shout out.
All right. Paul Bunyan, though. You know what? I'm impromptu. If you're watching this, thank you. Tweet me best redhead beard in history. I'll send you a prize. All right.
We need pictures.
Is Ron Howard a redhead? Didn't he try a beard?
That could be a good one.
Maybe.
All right. That's your challenge.
That's your
Richie,
prize.
Richie Cunningham. Happy days.
All right. So all two of you, go ahead and send that in to me. All right. So bye week. What have you seen from this Falcon team? I noticed I was in Coach Smith's office doing a little project, and he seemed like he was a little he used the word self-scout. And then I asked him if he got any was he able to relax a little bit. He said a little bit, Matt, and it was good. But he does seem very confident in what they were able to do from that time we landed back from London to now as they game plan for a division opponent in the Bucks.
Yeah, I mean, rest is an important thing, and I think as much as we've heard it over the last couple of years, I think it's true. It's you're either overprepared, underworked, or just right. And I think getting these guys out of here for a little bit. Letting them rest up both physically and mentally and to some extent emotionally too, because it's been an emotional season, very frustrating, I know, for a lot of players. And so getting that time away to just kind of unplug and de-stress and kind of get to a point where your mind's right again, I think is really valuable. I know it was for me. I don't know about you.
Yeah, well, you sensed that in the locker room talking to the players. We talked to Matt Ryan, who we found out was watching some 60 Minutes and saw the Navy SEALs training, which he referenced yesterday. Great example. Trufant, those guys, they're all re-energized. I still don't believe it's totally possible to totally disconnect. I mean, Tyson Jackson told me he was watching film and stuff, and he's a fan of the football game. Football. Harry Douglas did the same thing. So they're never going to totally disconnect, but at the same time, yeah, rest is a good thing. Staying away, getting some time with family, and now coming back for the second half of the season.